June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan right now. It's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Before we get into anything, Kevin, I'm in the middle of texting somebody back.
Oh, okay.
The person might just have chemotherapy-induced painful neuropathy in their feet, a-holes. Be thankful your dumbasses can walk pain-free and don't have to fight cancer. Arrogant, ignorant a-holes. Time for a new channel. Go F yourselves. Here's hoping that you get cancer and have to suffer in pain.
Wow.
I mean, we raised over $400,000 for people with disabilities. I think it was pretty obvious that we were talking in general ideas of things there.
We even gave the example of, like, if there's a medical emergency.
Get over yourself.
That wasn't about you.
I don't like when people
say,
here's to hoping you die. Here's hoping you suffer the worst. That's just miserable.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, somebody hurt you. And that's where you are right now, and you got to take it out on somebody else. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. That is a shocking turn of events, especially since they had just texted, do they stand up at home? Why do they put up on the board to get loud with two strikes? Like a question, because you're supposed to get hyped up about the potential for a strikeout and then going scorched earth and saying, I hope you get cancer. Good job.
For the rest of the Tolos out there that have been with us for a long time and stick with us, because they get the show and they enjoy the show and they love the show. Thank you for making this the most listened to midday show in DFW.
Mm.
In the month of May, we were the best. What did you say? Oh, yeah. we were the best. And it's because of y'all. And we really appreciate that. Because a lot of people, and us included, we had thoughts. A lot of people were concerned that when Mike went to go work for the Rangers, which, by the way, Mike's crushing it.
Oh, yeah.
And we talk to Mike all the time. We love him. He loves us. We do miss him just as much as you guys, too. We knew the show would be different without him. Like, we absolutely knew, hey, it's going to be uniquely different because Mike fills up a room. Anywhere he goes, Mike can fill up a room.
For sure.
And all the words. He has all the words to say.
Mm-hmm.
And so this show in particular had a lot of sitting back and letting Mike ride. You know, we definitely could do that a lot of times. But we always said, hey, you know, we had this show. We started as Kevin and I a long time ago at the newspaper, brought it here.
The what?
At the news. Those existed then. We brought it here and we will continue to do the show the way we do it. It is that way. We knew we'd be okay, and the boss knew we'd be okay, too. He was like, I got complete faith in y'all. And thankfully, the Tolos said, hey, we still like you, too. And we really appreciate that. So we'll keep doing this. We'll keep showing up and doing a badass show if y'all keep showing up and having fun with us. So keep telling your friends online, on social medias, like MySpace.
I'm seriously asking, does that still exist?
Is it a music page now? I think it's just for music or something.
Okay.
But yeah, well, just keep telling your friends, hey man, I've been listening to this show. They're hilarious. Or they make great sports points, whatever it is. And then while you're doing that, say, you should also listen to these other shows in the station.
You know, to be fair, I'm okay if you say and think bad things about us as well, as long as you keep listening. That's fine.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you can. Yeah, yeah. That's fine too.
Either way.
I appreciate that. But yes, again, Kevin, would you like to say thank you to anybody out there?
Yeah. Thank you, Alec, for showing that Reggie was an irrelevant part of this show.
And could,
I'm just kidding. I am just kidding. You can tell that Reggie's not irrelevant because he's crushing it himself in Houston. No, I seriously appreciate all the different iterations of this show that people have listened to. And even at the Rangers game, we saw people who were like, I listen to you on the nights. I listen to you on the weekends. So there's been a lot of people listen for a long time. And that is super cool.
I think I've met the five people that listened to our first show. Because I'm pretty sure it was just five. But I think I've met all of them, and that's been pretty cool. From the 972, you all got the jab, so you're going to get cancer, but I hope y'all beat it. My favorite fan show and second favorite show still on the FM dial. Ooh,
they're right. I went the laziest route possible and got the one-shot one. It wasn't I wasn't like holding up any particular grievances. I just was like, twice? That's a lot of work. Give me the one.
But like I said, I think this station's full of awesome talent. From top to bottom, man. And I really appreciate the Tolos. It's been, for me, a great journey to meet the people that we've met because y'all are interesting people.
For sure.
Maybe a little weird, but interesting nonetheless.
I'm weird.
I like weird. That's what I'm saying. You can go ahead and use that for Friday. I feel like that's a good one for Friday. All right.
Thank you.
Can I just protest something that Alex is going to use on Friday at Masterpiece of the Week?
No, this is the C-Block, Kevin.
Yeah. All right.
Guys, I know this is unfortunate.
And from the 469, y'all really think Mike misses the show? Yes.
Yeah.
We're not kidding as much as you think when we say that Mike Tolos more now than he did before.
And we appreciate that from him, too. This is a story about an Eagles player.
I told you.
I think it's pretty cool.
I told you.
He's not necessarily an Eagle yet, though. He's a rookie. So he hasn't even played a snap for them. Mm-hmm. Fourth round rookie, Ty Robinson out of Nebraska.
Who drafted him? Sorry.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Gotcha.
Has a pet camel.
Awesome. Well, okay, that's pretty cool.
The story is that my neighbor back home, he needed somewhere to put the camel. I came home one day after school and I looked down, obviously, at the feet of the camel.
Sure.
On my backyard, and I about 100 yards away, and I went out there and walked in like, really? There's a camel in my backyard? And yes, there was a camel in his backyard. And so he has taken this on as a pet.
Huh.
And that always brings the question, if you had an exotic animal, obviously exotic Joe or whatever.
Yeah. He went to jail though.
Yeah. Obviously tigers were a big deal.
Yeah.
Tiger King. I've always wanted a lion. I've always thought lions would be awesome and they just seem kind of lazy, but also very capable.
Okay. So I will admit the entirety, most of my life, I have either lived in apartments or like, you know, pretty boring, but I like them suburban neighborhoods where I don't really feel like I've ever seen somebody with a pet that would immediately strike me out of the ordinary. I have to admit, if I had a neighbor who had a camel, that would be a talking point. It would surprise me, and I would take interest in the situation.
Yeah, that would be pretty dope. From the 210 exotic pet mongoose, Ricky Tikki Tavi. You remember that book? Ricky Tikki Tavi. There was also a Ricky Tikki Timbo, No Sirembo, something like that. There was another one.
I'm so sorry. I don't think I do.
You know, there was a cherry in there too. I don't know. I'll have to go back and look at the Ricky Tikki Timbo book. But yeah, that's pretty cool that he has a camel. I'm also going to steal something else from Philadelphia.
I told you.
WIP Radio in Philadelphia did a top 11. They are doing a top 11 athletes in Philadelphia.
Did they mostly yell at their listeners when they did it?
Hey, what are you doing? Yeah. That's just my example of most Philadelphians.
Or Sean.
What are you doing right kidding. Now, dude?
I'm just kidding. Hey. They took two shots at G-Bag today.
That is true.
Got to part way defend them.
We have to defend our teammates against our teammates.
And part way ride the fence on the other thing.
So what we decided was we're going to do a top 9 list of the athletes here in DFW.
Why 9?
For fun. We just wanted something different than 10. That being said, we couldn't think of nine, so we reduced it to top eight. So we have a top eight list.
Hold on.
Of the athletes in DFW.
I mean, we could think of them. We just didn't think they were good enough to make the list, right?
Maybe they're nine. Nine and ten. We cut it off at eight. Because who does 11? Nobody. Nobody does 11. So here's the group of people that we thought deserved to be on the list. If you would like to add somebody to the list, you can. We will spend the rest of the time for this segment figuring out the order of this list.
Okay.
We may not be able to do it in this segment. We may be able have to do it tomorrow too.
Oh God.
This is in no particular order. This is the group of people that we think belong on the top eight list. Anybody else not on it was obviously number nine. Corey Seager. Even though he's bad right now, he belongs on the top eight list, correct?
Okay. Yes. Right. Agreed.
Jake DeGrom.
Very good. Agreed.
All right. Anthony Davis.
Agreed.
Alec, you give me the head nod. All right.
Saying that has to mean you have to like the Luka trade, but agreed.
Kyrie Irving.
Normally, this would be an easy agree, but he's out till at least January, maybe March. Does that still? Just ask.
He's been here a long time. I'm going to give him. I'm going to give him the. I think he belongs on on this list.
Approved.
Micah Parsons.
Approved.
CeeDee Lamb.
Yep.
Mikko Rantanen.
Yep.
And Tyler Smith. Those are the eight people that we felt belonged in the top eight at one on 105.3 The Fan.
Nobody
else could be on this list beyond that. If you have anybody else you would like to suggest for this list.
What about Dak?
He was number nine, obviously.
What about Jason Robertson?
Kyle Yeoman.
Oh, yeah. What about Kyle Yeoman?
Number one in our hearts.
Yeah.
Robertson... He was number nine.
Who is more deserving of being number nine on the list? Because I know there was Mike Modano, Jason Robertson, or Dak Prescott.
I'll let the Tolos decide.
Oh man!
All right, so now
what a cough out answer.
Now the question is: somebody said Josh Smith, and Kevin, we did have that conversation.
Tomorrow we're going to do the segment. Is it time for Josh Smith to be an all-star?
Out of that group of people. Who deserves to be the number one athlete in DFW? We're going to start at number one. Who is the number one athlete in DFW?
Scottie Scheffler.
All right. Scottie Scheffler goes to the top of the list.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's fair.
Thank you very much from the... Man, there's a lot of answers here. So thank you very much to the person who texted that.
This has now turned into a top nine list. Sorry, Dak and Jason Robertson. Y'all were obviously number 10. Okay. So that's what happened there. So Scottie Scheffler, number one. Number two, Mikko, Tyler, Lamb, Micah, Kyrie, AD, DeGrom, or Seager? I think DeGrom might be two.
I agree. I'll put DeGrom at two, and I think CD is at three.
Dude, I almost thought of putting CD at two.
CD's...
But DeGrom has been... He was universally the best pitcher on the planet, and then now he is starting to arrive back at that place.
From the 210, this is a fair question. Are we screwing over Brandon Aubrey for not being on this list?
He was number 10.
Behind the two number nines and the person that we didn't even have.
But he said no Miro. Yeah, number 10, obviously. I think that's the deal.
What?
All right, so CeeDee Lamb, number three. All right.
Hey, so whoever asked for Paige Beckers, I argued about her and Arike. I was overruled.
Here's my problem. We couldn't decide between her and Arike. And so we decided that we were going to put that off to the side for another discussion. Is that a deal?
Okay, fair. By the way, somebody said very national media of y'all to shorten the list to keep Dak off for reaction. Seriously, though, tell me who you would put Dak ahead of on this list.
Would you have him ahead of Miro?
No.
Would you have him ahead of Robo? Would you have him ahead of...
But Robo didn't make the cut either, and I would at least have that.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Conversation.
Would you have him ahead of Evaldi?
Yeah.
Evaldi, the only reason Evaldi's not on this list right now is because he's hurt at the moment. Kyrie is not in season right now. So that's why I allowed that.
All right.
Would you say Kyrie 4 or Micah 4?
I would say Micah 4.
All right, Micah. And then...
because then 4 Micah.
Miko, Kyrie, AD, Seager, Tyler Smith. I feel like...
I can't put Seager there at this exact moment. Alec, what say you? I feel like people are already angry at me for some of my picks. I would like to move some of that anger.
I think you just lean into it. I say you follow your heart because I think I agree with you.
I'm going to go with Miko. I'm adding Miko at number 5.
And then I think Anthony Davis should be 6.
I will go. I agree.
I'm right there with you.
I agree.
All right. Who
that leaves us with? Kyrie, Tyler Smith, and Seager.
What about Bryson DeChambeau?
No.
Oh,
jeez.
Wow.
We already have Scottie Scheffler on here.
You can have more than one golfer.
Nope.
Okay. I mean, it's his list, Alec. He makes the rules.
Yeah, that's true.
So now it is down to Tyler Smith, Corey Seager, and Kyrie Irving. I feel like I got to go with Kyrie. No, you know what? I'm going to go with Tyler Smith.
Oh, I was going to say Corey Seager.
I'm going to go with Smith, and then Corey Seager, and then Kyrie at number 9.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Okay.
Does that seem reasonable?
Just for the if Kyrie was going to be ready to go when the season started, he would be significantly higher.
Probably bumping up to 4.
Yeah.
Ahead of AD. The number one option on the Mavericks team is Kyrie in the fourth quarter, Anthony Davis most of the time. Like, Kyrie's going to be looking for Anthony Davis most of the time. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then, like, they're trying to figure out to get the open guy, but the ability for Anthony Davis to pass out of the block and also do other things, I think they're going to try and figure out how to use him as much as possible.
From the 903, does Jamie Benn make the top 18? To me, no chance. And also, what are the components of this? Because Wyatt Langford's a better athlete than Seager. I will default that to Corey. And I feel like you're going to say it's just a gut feeling.
Seager won me a World Series almost single-handedly.
What about Jordan Spieth? Oh, we discussed this. Cooper Flagg. For people asking about Cooper Flagg.
He's not a Maverick
We
yet.
Did discuss that.
Yeah.
He is not part of the team yet, or else that probably would have changed it.
Somebody said Ashton Gentry. It's Ashton Gentry, but I appreciate what you... That was probably voice to text. But Ashton Gentry is a Raider. I'm not going to count high school athletes here.
See, and this is a tricky thing. Is it based off careers? Because right now DeGrom hasn't done enough. See, I think it is kind of in the moment, because otherwise you would obviously put Seager ahead of DeGrom, because Seager was one of the key components to winning the World Series and had the most amazing reaction outside of Adolis. Yeah, to a home run I've seen with the Rangers. And so I think it's very much in the moment, just because Kyrie is hurt right now and Micah hasn't got his extension done yet. And then Jacob DeGrom's pitching really well right now.
I'm renaming the list, by the way. Somebody is correct. This sounds more like an MVP list rather than the best athlete. And you're right. It is now the legitimate, definitive KNC masterpiece MVP DFW list.
Would you put Flag on the list if he had a pet camel?
You'd be number one.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next is Chris Young under a lot of pressure at the MLB trade deadline. We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
Carter, the batter, he's grounded out twice to first base. Left-handed hitter, he swings and hits one deep to right. This is way back, and that ball is history. Evan Carter has homered again. What a tear he is on. And the Rangers now lead it 7-1. That's their fourth home run of the game.
I want to get y'all's gauge on if you think Chris Young is under any pressure at the trade deadline, but I also want to turn your attention to tomorrow. Tomorrow morning,
oh, Bobby.
And we're going to tease the show as well. Tomorrow morning, Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour. I know you're like, hold on, it's not Friday. It's happening tomorrow. They're going to be at Arlington Firehouse, number 1, 401 West Main Street. All right? They're going to be giving away the one-of-a-kind fan Firehouse bucket hats while supplies last. And there's going to be free Whataburger available once again while supplies last. Although I know Whataburger Lucky. Usually brings a lot. I want to turn your attention to 8:20 tomorrow. They're going to do reliving some of Sean and RJ's most embarrassing high school sports moments because Bobby, with focus and time, is a dangerous enemy.
You're in trouble. Don't make him an enemy.
I'm going to read you one quote from Sean's mixed doubles team with him and his partner did win the Maryland State Championship. Thank you very much. This is an actual quote from their coach. Sean doesn't hit as hard as Brooke, but he didn't have to. So he did not hit as hard as his female tennis partner. And I believe those are the kind of things.
Dude, wasn't she like a stud though?
Yeah.
Like she was like the number one in the state.
Those are the kind of things that I think Bobby is going to focus on. But fear not. There are plenty of different isolated highlighted texts from Bobby Bell to call out some of the sports achievements or perhaps lack thereof from Sean and RJ tomorrow at 8:20. Go watch a segment in person at Firehouse One in Arlington. Now for Chris Young. So there's an article out on ESPN, front office executives with the most pressure at the trade deadline. And that group does include the president of baseball operations for the Texas Rangers, Chris Young. I believe there are 7 on the list. So I wanted to ask you guys, and I know we still have about like 5 weeks, give or take, maybe 6 until the trade deadline at the end of July. Do you feel like Chris Young is under a great deal of pressure at the trade deadline? Because last year I did not.
Pressure. Not pitching wise.
For sure.
Pitching wise, he is squared away. Because you're still Bradford's on his way back. I don't know when John Gray is supposed to be back, at what point, but you have a plethora there. Now, do you start going, well, can I trade some of the pitching I have for a bat? And I think the most significant question is, how do you add the bat that's going to be a difference maker in this lineup? Kevin, do you think it's great or unfortunate that he believes Jock Peterson can come back and be great?
I think it's unfortunate.
And hopefully
he does.
He is in that mindset that Jock Peterson is a very talented hitter and all that. So, Kevin, I don't think he's putting a lot of pressure on himself. I think he's looking at this team and going, no, that I believe in this team. I believe this team can do it. And we've heard it multiple times on G-Bag Nation every Monday when Chris Young hops on with them. We hear him saying, I believe these guys can and will. So I don't think that he has a lot of pressure on him, maybe from us, maybe from the fans he'll even say, I think the fans are right. They're smart. They know what they're talking about when they see what they're seeing. Not a lot of offensive production. So I agree with you that they can, but his focus is not on how do I bring something into this team. His focus is on how do I get what's here to be better. That's where he is right now. That's where the pressure comes along, and that's why a hitting instructor or a hitting coach was fired this year, because that wasn't good enough.
Yeah, and I think that's why I lean towards there is pressure. Like, I understand what you're saying. I think there is more pressure, and maybe significantly more pressure, because they followed this same kind of blueprint last year of like, we'll get it figured out. There's still time. This is a really good team. And then it just never came to fruition. And I just don't see Chris Young like dealing particularly well with 2 straight seasons of that, or maybe not having the patience for 2 straight seasons of that.
I mean, firing a hitting coach shows
exactly.
How little patience, because he didn't want to do that.
And so I wonder about the pressure, because then again, and I don't know if anybody in the Rangers organization thinks like this. I know Rangers fans think like this. I believe you had 6 straight losing seasons going up into the World Series, which is the longest run of consecutive losing seasons in the history of the Texas Rangers. Then you win the World Series, then you miss the playoffs. And then if you miss the playoffs again, I don't know if they would think that that tarnishes the World Series whatsoever. I've been very clear. I do not.
You got to be back in the playoffs at least for sure.
See, I think they could have gone, you know, I think they could win 60 games and it doesn't tarnish the World Series whatsoever. But I know there are a lot of fans who feel differently about that. And so I do think there's internalized and owner base pressure, because at a time when we're bumping right up against the ceiling of where the owners want to be salary wise, and you're like, hey, but we are going to eventually need more money. You got to have some semblance of a result, attendance or record otherwise, to get that.
From the 903, I think CY has pressure within himself because he cares. Might be that one. He's one of those GMs that, like, super competitive, super passionate. You can hear it. You can just hear it when he talks. I love opening day because we get to talk to him on opening day.
For sure.
Like, that's one of my favorite. Yeah. There's a lot of times I'm very jealous of G-Bag for being able to get to talk to him all the time. And as the baseball show of record, you know, we got Bochy, so that's always a cool thing to do too. But like, just hearing his the way, how passionate he is. See, why doesn't have much external pressure as long as ownership wants to stay under the threshold. That's a reality. If ownership is like, look, we're not going any further economically. We're not giving you any more advantages than anybody else because we have to stay under this threshold.
Yeah.
Then you are kind of hamstrung with what you can do.
So.
And that's probably comes in line with that same statement of how can I go get a bat?
Yeah.
When I already have a need Jock Peterson to be good.
And I do get that thinking. I think the schedule is going to lend itself to adding pressure to the situation, because like, if you just weren't good and like most of your players had come back, and I know you mentioned Jock, but like most of your players had come back and you still just weren't good, then either you might be like, hey, maybe we can still make a couple moves, or maybe it's a complete overhaul or whatever. But that's not the situation you find yourself in. Your offense has been abysmal this year. Like, for the Rangers, almost historically abysmal. While your pitching has been the exact opposite. Some of the best pitching we've ever seen in the history of the Texas Rangers. But now, you've won 4 in a row. You've won 7 of your last 8. You're back up to 500. And you still have a string of, I think, 5 more series against teams who are either not good at all or mediocre. And I think the schedule is going to lend itself to you creeping above 500 and maybe closing the gap in the division, or at least taking over one of the wild card spots. And then I wonder what that pressure level is going into the trade deadline, knowing some of your competitors are going to make a move. What, if any, move do you need to make to keep your spot?
Do you wait for them to make a move?
I don't think so.
Like, didn't it feel like the Cowboys kind of observed Washington and Philly and were like, okay, what do we need to do to keep up? We need to go get George Pickens.
Yeah. And I don't think the Rangers will, just because like the finite market that the baseball trade deadline really is. Like, I know it can happen whenever, but it really feels like it's like 4 days long, you know? And so if you wait, then other teams are going to be like, you're in trouble now.
Part of me, when I think about Christian, I'm like, man, he went and got Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah.
Early. He went and made the move to get Bochy. Like, he made all these moves ahead of when anybody thought he would. And then since then it's been, no, hold on. I built this thing. Let's let it work itself out. And that is a different model, but at the same time, when he started, he had a vision.
Yeah.
And maybe he had this plan. And now that I've talked about this before, you start with the plan, but then 4 years later, 3 years later, how has it evolved? Who's gotten hurt? What guy needs a contract? What, all those things start playing into the plan that you originally built. So you built a 1-year champion. Building a 5-year champion is even more difficult.
And I mean, we've seen enough time pass with the plan to show it is not going according to what you thought.
Right.
Like, we've got a year and a half in. You've seen long enough to know. Not to say you have to scrap the plan, but you at least need to tweak it. Like, you've seen that going back last year. You've seen that thus far this year. You need to tweak the plan.
Yeah, and I do wonder his patience level with it, what direction he thinks it needs to go. Because I don't know that he does, Kevin. That's my unfortunate thing is I think that at the moment
he doesn't think the plan needs to be tweaked too much. It just needs to play up to what it's capable of.
And that's going to be hard to argue against if you're sitting in a season where you have a bunch of mediocre opponents and a lot of your players have come back. Like, that lends itself to hopefully a long winning streak. And look, if they go out and in their next 15 games go 12-3, who am I to say that you need to scrap what's happening? Because at that point, you'll be like, what, 19-4 in your run? And I could see how you could comfortably sit there and be like, my plan's fine.
Yeah. Trade everything for Paul Skeens, right? This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
No, they're the Pirates are not trading Paul Skeens.
Why not? They suck.
I mean,
he's not even going to pitch when he gets here, dude.
I'm not disputing that.
You believe that? We're not even going to get to see Paul Skeens.
Do you really
Skeens
want
role.
Paul Skeens, or do you want to just see Livy around more?
I don't want Paul Skeens to pitch against us.
Okay.
Because I want to be able to win. I don't know if we'll be able to hit off that dude.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here. He's on 105.3.
I've been told.
On 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Shea, blasting inside away from Nembhard. Shuttle feeds Dort. Right wing Duff, wide open, strokes a three. In there, cha-ching, a Thunder Moneyball. Jalen Williams, 33 and counting. Thunder making shots, 98-93, 8 minutes to play.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it's time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing. Hey, how are you?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. Whoa. I know Broadus was already just naturally invested in the College World Series. What was y'all's reaction and like attention level to the developing no-hitter that obviously happened while y'all were doing the show yesterday?
I'd say it was a 10 out of 10 on both counts. Okay. We had an extremely exhilarating reaction. We were totally dialed in. We realized what was happening in the seventh, and we realized he was not only doing it, but he was like a bull in an arena.
Yeah.
Like kicking dirt and just he was so intense that you almost couldn't take your eyes off him live. And you got this feeling like there's no way in hell anybody's putting this ball in play.
Yeah.
Because he was just throwing it so hard and it was moving and he was just so intense. Like he would not be denied.
I mean, that is a great assessment.
His manager said, he was like, I don't know what goes through his head. That's just Gage. So like that's I have no clue. Don't even ask me what's going through that guy's mind.
We were thinking that he was going with the dry powder. C4
in between innings.
I mean, he looked like he had totally overdone the pre-workout and might be on his way to an ambulance. I mean,
he was locked in those eyes.
And he bumped into me like rip one.
Just dry scooping too.
He was talking about crazed dogs in the dugout.
It was badass, man. He just wanted to. It looked like he wanted to fight every single batter that was stepping into the box.
Yeah, he did. Frothing at the mouth.
Lawrence Taylor of pitching.
It was clearly effective. Hopefully.
Yeah, it was.
Only from the on the field perspective.
No, there could have been some crap.
Okay. Who knows? Who knows?
It would not have surprised me to hear that he was, you know, partying in between innings.
Let me just say that.
He was partying. It is summer. You're right. The kids are out of school.
What do you guys think about? Would you be more likely to buy food or a souvenir from somebody who's doing a bit at the ballpark? So MLB.com had this story up, and I had to read it. Meet the minor league hot dog vendor who rides an ostrich. So,
like up and down?
It's not a real ostrich.
The stairs? Yeah. Throughout the concourse?
He has like the stuffed animal ostrich.
Oh, damn.
And he also is kind of dressed up like Mr. Peppermint and has that like 1950s paper hat on and stuff like that. You see that guy coming down the aisle. Are you like, whatever you do, don't make eye contact, or you like, I'm going to clearly buy my hot dog from that guy. He's had this job with the Fightin' Phils for 21 years.
Do we know the backstory on the ostrich? Just like, why of all animals? I was assuming this was going to be like the ostriches.
So, no.
That's not even the team mascot.
That is a great point.
This guy's personal never been bit. Ostracized for this, huh?
If kids are with me, I think I'm getting that dog from that
okay.
guy.
Okay, all right.
If I'm in an adult thing, I don't want to have to suffer his bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I'm with you. Yeah, no, for sure. Like, I always feel that way at stand-up comedy shows. Like, I love being there, but I do not want to be involved. And we went to a stand-up comedy show where somebody was like, is anybody in here a teacher? And I was like, please God, no, Jess. She fired her hand immediately. And it ended up in like a 3-minute back and forth. No. And I was like, this is the worst.
I hate this.
Was this your husband?
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to be involved.
Yeah, I do think I would placate this guy, though. In the moment, I'd be like, hey, man, you're really obviously pulling out all the stops here. I'd be interested in buying a dog off that guy.
Absolutely not. It would not make a difference for me. I might take a picture. You know, in a video, but that's about it. I don't think it would make me any more or less inclined to really buy something from the guy.
I prefer the guy with the real camel that you guys were discussing.
Can you get dollar dogs on from the guys, or do you have to go to the concession stand specifically?
Great question. I think you've got to go to the concession.
Yeah, I think so too. Think
they make
so.
You work for it, man. You got to earn
but
that.
But I do like the hot dog. Like, that's my favorite guy.
Yeah.
That guy gets into it.
He's cooler than cold beer guy?
Yeah.
Cold beer here.
Yeah,
that's
I
what
just
you hear around the stadium.
That was like an iconic part of me growing up. Is if you just were ever listening or watching the game, you would always hear that guy going "hot dog" in the background, and it was amazing. By the way, the ostrich's name is Rodrigo. I don't know why you need to know that, but if you wanted to know that, I thought I would tell you.
I'm with Corey on this one, though. The alliteration of the bear hip,
yeah.
And it's so right to the point. Yeah. I'm with
that's
you.
That's cold beer.
Yeah. And on a hot day when you hear cold beer, that's the part cold you're beer. Like, I do need something cold.
I'll tell you, Eric and I have talked about this plenty. The underrated concession item, though, is the lemon chill, especially at the old ballpark.
I can see that.
Man,
yeah.
The lemon chills, those were fantastic.
Do you ever feel like if somebody invited you to a game at the old ballpark after June and it was an afternoon that they didn't really like you that much?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, hey, do you want to come to this 205 game?
It's a punishment.
Like, Broaddus still has those bleachers in the back of his thighs. He won't show them to you, but they're burnt into that skin.
It was a real problem, like the old Arlington Stadium.
Yes, which felt like 90% bleachers.
And it was like as a kid, I'll never forget, though, being out there, and it was so hot, and you talk about, and I was a kid, but we're drinking beer and you're just kind of losing consciousness out there in the heat. Mm-hmm. Roger Clements, I looked up, had like a no hitter in the seventh. And my buddy looked at me and was like, my God, they haven't had a hit yet, you know? And we just kept drinking beer, but it was so, there was just no shade. It was just a bowl of just, and that's a time in Texas, but Texas has always been hot, but we had like the 1980s where it was like, 41 straight days.
81,
And we were going to ball games. You know, we were going to the ball games and just sitting out there and just, you take two sips of your beer and it was just boiling hot after that.
You just had to chug them all.
It's just crazy. But yeah, if somebody asks you to go to a 2 o'clock game at either the old Arlington Stadium. Or the one before this last one, they really don't like you very much.
My grandpa used to have too many coolers that he would bring in. One had Sprites in it, and the other one had rags in ice water. And that was how he would get by with it. He would just dig those rags in ice water and be like, put one around your neck. And
smart.
I was like, thanks, Grandpa.
Yeah, that's a pro move right there.
Absolutely. What are the 903s asking about the pink things at Six Flags?
Yeah, it's like a...
Screwballs?
It's you're thinking the screwball in the cup, but this one's on an actual stick.
Okay. It's like an ice cream
like sort. Popsicle. Yeah, it's like a popsicle. Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I know that one.
Yeah. Six Flags is another really.
Six Flags
is not a sponsor, right?
Yeah, as a kid, like you don't really care. Yeah. As an adult, it's like, I'm good on this.
That's what
I'll pass.
I took Ben at that time. He was like 5 or 6 years old, and I looked down at him. Poor kid was just sweating just so profusely. And I'm like, son, are you okay? And he's like, Dad, it's really hot.
You know,
and
that's when you go stand on the bridge at the log ride.
So I was the whole day.
I'm like, okay. I'm like,
the whole day. You just like, stay right there.
You're ready to go. And he's like, oh, and I'm like, I'll get you the bat wings. So we had to go into the thing and get the, you know, the bat, and then the bat, you know, those are sick.
Badass.
So he was like, that was my way, but he didn't know. It's funny. He's never asked me to go to Six Flags.
Go
to Disneyland or World or any of that stuff. He was so traumatized by the heat exhaustion that he suffered as a 6-year-old.
Wow.
That he just kind of like, he's like, Dad, I'd never want to do the park thing with you. Ever
how
again.
Damn expensive Disney World is. Like, I will never go in July or August again.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it.
And they know
it.
They got you because it's summer. And they're like, you don't live in Florida or you don't live in California. You got to go now.
Maybe February right after the Super Bowl.
Now, it's 3-2 Panthers with game 6 tonight. It's also now 3-2 Thunder.
2-0 LSU, by the way.
Hey, and they're in the winner's bracket.
In the winner's bracket, yeah.
Do you view either one of those series as effectively over? Or are you like, are you serious? It's 3-2. What are we talking about?
Hockey's going 7.
Oh, well, hockey's over, I think. You think Edmonton wins tonight?
I think Edmonton finds a way.
I think Florida at home. I mean, I thought that was going to go 7, but they just seem broken right now with their goaltenders. Maybe Stuart Skinner gets back in
I'm just saying one last hurrah.
Yeah.
By the greatness of.
Can't ever count out McDavid. Yeah. But I'd guess Florida wins tonight. This Halliburton thing, like I had gone Pacers in 7. But if Halliburton looks like he can't really do anything.
That cap problem is.
He's going to be out there for game 6, but obviously will not be 100%.
I was just pulling for him because of Rick. And it's funny how they made this actually a series because I didn't think it was going to be a series.
Me too. Yeah, but I'm with you.
I hope that they find a way.
So the tickets for Game 7 in Edmonton right now, the cheapest ticket you can get is $1,881.
There you go.
For Game 7?
I imagine if they win tonight and that actually comes to fruition, the resale market on that is going to be mind-boggling.
Florida better find a way to get this thing done.
Did you think they're in trouble Game 7 on the road?
Oh, I tell you what. Nobody wants
to play. They've been dynamite on the road, though, for a long time. Yeah, I just think they're clearly better than Edmonton right now. I think they figured out both goalies. I think to be able to go high on Stuart Skinner, that's one of the stars just evidently until Jason Robertson the last game didn't figure out.
Yeah. I'm just hoping for a Game 7. That's all.
No, yeah. There's something
better than sports. Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Final. Come on. Give it to me. Let's go.
Give it to me even though you punt on everything once your team gets out.
Oh, yeah. But no,
My team's
still in the College World Series. You know, I survived the rain delay.
Handily winning the Jello shot competition.
Yes, they are.
Handily.
Was that about a question?
Yeah.
No. Handily. All right, everybody was fighting for second on
Libby Dunn's handing them out even. How about that, huh?
Everyone's a winner.
I've been told she's overrated.
What do you guys...
What, Libby Dunn's overrated? The Jello shot.
That's what I've been told.
What do you guys got coming up on the program?
Oklahoma.
We're going to talk about the kid from Duke being in town. And the Rangers looking to continue their dominance tonight here right out of the gate.
We're talking about Dawson building thumbnails, too. He's really good at this.
He's a thumbnail master.
Of course, the Rangers player show coming up at 3:20. And if you need some thumbnails, I'm your guy.
Okay.
He is the guy.
Great.
Do we know who the Rangers player is yet?
No, we don't. Let me text Rich.
I like to.
He'll be on the team, though.
Let's just
hoping for Simeon again.
That's the element of a tease, though. You don't even know who it's going to be. You got to tune in. 3:20.
Mystery guest.
Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
When Sean teases like that, you make fun of him, though.
Me?
Take it ever.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan. creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.